everybody. Welcome to Whistle While You Work podcast. This is episode 80, Teens in California, with special guest...
Will MacGuy. Son number one.
Son number one. So it's me, Kayla, and my oldest son, Will, today. Randy is out and about, so... But this works out. We got two mics. I got questions for you.
Yeah, I'm just the replacement, but it's okay.
I mean, you do have dad's same first name, so, you know.
Yeah, we're close enough.
And the same last name, too, so.
Just a little something in the middle is different, that's all.
All right, Will. So, for those that are new to our podcast, normally it's me, Kayla, and my husband, Randy. And we just talk about Disney, whatever we feel like talking about. And this worked out perfectly this week to have Will replacing Randy because Will just came back from California.
Yeah, went to Disneyland, got to do all the sorts of fun stuff out there.
Yeah, so tell us what was the reason and kind of the outline of your trip.
So I'm in orchestra at my school, and every year we go on some sort of spring trip. Sometimes it's in-state, out-of-state. This year we got to go to California. And we went and we got to see the symphony, and we went to Disneyland, and we went to Universal, and we went to Six Flags Magic Mountain.
Warner Brothers, right?
Warner Brothers Studio. We got to do a little studio tour of that, too. And we had a little workshop there at Disneyland.
You actually played music.
We did play some music.
I think that's like a requirement for a school trip.
Yeah, it's so we can get away with going to Disneyland for 5 days. Right. Have fun. Right.
Perfect. Okay, so I haven't really, you haven't told me much about that first day at Warner Brothers. So tell us, what was Warner Brothers? Was it actual live studio?
So it was like, working? It is their live studio. Yeah. There was only some parts we were allowed to go in because some of the sets are actually like live, real sets that they use. And so we started off and we ate, you know, got to eat. It's a bunch of teenagers on a trip.
Yeah,
food
eating
is
all
a
the
requirement.
Time. Yeah.
Got to eat. But we went and we got on these trams and we had this tour guide. And he came and we drove around. We started in all of the outdoor lots.
Okay.
And so there was some, and he'd explain like what this is from. I hadn't necessarily seen all of the movies, but like he showed like, oh, the Jurassic Park jungle that was transformed over here. And
wow.
Like lakes were like concrete holes, but they were lakes in movies and stuff. And like Kermit the Frog was in a spot because they do rent out those studio lots to other places too, like the Muppets and whatnot.
They got to make money and they got to keep them
functioning, keep everything used.
Yeah.
Don't want to waste any time.
So would you do that again?
I thought that it was cool. I don't think I need to do it again, but like, I mean, it was kind of a cool experience. I was told that the actor for Young Sheldon was doing tours the day before we went, which was kind of funny because that would have been fun to have him as a little tour guide.
Yeah.
He seems like a fun guy. Our guy was fun and all, but you know, it's, you get a real celebrity to get to do it.
Yeah, to do it. That's cool. So you're in a tram, though? You're not walking?
Yeah, we're in a tram. We were split into like three groups because there's like 30 of us total. And so
Get
it nice and small.
Oh, that's so cool.
We, you know, drove around, saw some of the tours, some of the studios. I thought I saw George Clooney in a Porsche. I don't think it was him. But, you know, he had the beard, he had the glasses, he was driving a really expensive car, so I was like, it could be
him.
Did
you take a picture?
I did not. He drove by too fast.
Were you allowed to take pictures on that tour?
In some spots, but not in all of them, because we couldn't take pictures of, like, obviously what's in the sets and whatnot. They don't, because then our tour guide's like, if you do that, they'll find out, and I'll get fired, and I don't want to get fired.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, all right, I can't blame
you. No, that makes sense. So, being, like, the... AV guy, like you do AV at school and stuff, like was that like exciting?
It was cool. I got to see some, I didn't really get to see a whole lot of the equipment as much as I just saw like the sets and stuff, and I mean it was cool. I got to see what, like, you know, an empty set looks like, and they're just like, you can put whatever we want in here. We have this big warehouse completely full of props. We didn't get to go see that, but
that's cool.
They have all that. They have like a bunch of props. You just rent them out pretty much is what happens. Just check them out, check them back in.
And it was like an hour? How long were you all there? The
whole experience itself was probably 3 hours, but that's including eating and pictures. And then there was also these walkthrough areas where we got to see a bunch of old like costumes and whatnot. Like I got to see, there was a couple of like Batmobiles and stuff. Like there was the one from the Batman, the movie,
yeah,
a few years ago.
Yeah.
And they had like all of the suits that have been worn by like the actors. And it was cool. Wow. There was a whole bunch of memorabilia in there. And like, you know, if you're a DC fan or you're a fan of, I think there was Game of Thrones as well.
Okay.
Like there was a bunch of other stuff. They had a bunch of Friends stuff as well. There was all sorts of different, I guess, memorabilia.
Yeah. Actual pieces.
Authentic like stuff.
Museum pieces at this point now.
Yeah, okay, pretty cool. Much.
Okay. So then y'all did the symphony. What are they called? The LA Philharmonic?
LA Philharmonic. I think that's right. And that's at the Walt Disney Theater.
I have no idea.
I'm blanking on the name.
I thought it was downtown.
It is downtown. It's something Disney. I remember that.
Oh, interesting. So. Okay.
It was a very interesting theater because I'm only used to the one down here in Houston.
Yeah.
I forgot what that one's called as well, but that's not the important part. It's where the Houston Symphony plays, and that's big, and it's three big stories. It was also big, but it was like we were on these like little side rows. I don't
facing.
Know. We were like facing. It was like this big, like stage. It was a big like oval essentially.
Yeah. Okay.
And so we got to go, and we were on like the side rows, and it was like just two rows pretty much, and we were just facing down, just right below the symphony, or right above the symphony. And
was it inspiring? Like, did it stir your soul?
It was this concerto for two pianists. There was two of them, and there was two concertos. And they were very technical.
Okay.
But I don't know about interesting. Okay. And this is also on, you know, hour 20 of this day one, because we'd been up since about 3 a.m.
Yeah, so that's how those days
we're
go.
I kind of fell asleep for a little bit.
Okay. So being it was honest, not
it was not as cool. And then after the intermission, we had played one of the pieces of like this whole symphony that was being played.
Yeah.
And so that part was cool. So I got to sound out what it really sounded like. Yeah, got to hear what it sounds like by like the real deal. And that was cool.
That's cool. Okay.
And it was, you know, it's a symphony. And symphony after being up for 20 hours.
You know.
It's an experience.
Gotcha.
But we're not there for the symphony necessarily. We're there to Disneyland.
For Disneyland. So day two of your trip. This is a 5-day trip. So day two, you guys woke up, probably didn't get enough sleep, I'm sure.
No.
And then you woke up and you had actual workshop at
Disneyland. We did have the workshop at Disneyland. And so.
And you've done this at Disney World.
I have done this at Disney World. And you know how Disney World is. It's all over the place. Yes, Disneyland's in one spot. But Disney World, it's in this one like building. It's like way out of the way next to like Animal Kingdom. But in Disneyland, it's actually like right next to the Disneyland Hotel.
Okay.
Essentially.
Right. Yeah.
It's like in downtown Disney. It's like right next to the Lego store. It's this big building. It's the Imagination Campus, I believe is what it was called.
Okay.
So we got to go in there and there was these rooms, these studios, and we had this guest conductor. He came in and it's his whole job. He does all the big tour groups.
Yeah, workshops.
Gets to do all the workshops and stuff. And so we got to play some Disney music. We played some of the songs from Up, from Lion King, and we actually got to use like the headphones, and they got like the clicker and everything because they're keeping you like on the beat so it like stays with the movie exactly.
Wow. Well, yeah, it makes sense that
it has to be like on the dot. Yeah. And like in Florida too, this was 2 years ago, but we didn't have the headphones. It was just kind of like a big speaker that was played. But we got to like have the headphones in and like you could actually like hear like the clicker like count you off.
That's cool. So
it was very cool. It was very cool.
Did they record it like for a mom that couldn't
they
go?
They do record it. I'm pretty sure that we might see it at our next concert.
Okay. That's important to me.
That's important to mom.
So did
I don't
you play
know
songs
y'all.
That like Disney songs you knew?
Yeah. Okay. We played like it was they picked popular songs. Yeah. They didn't pick all the really obscure ones.
Yeah.
And so it was fun. It was cool.
Did
it was
you do
about
Frozen,
an hour and a half.
Like Into the Unknown?
We did not, no. We did Up, Lion King. I forgot the rest.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm sitting there. I'm like, I could be in Disneyland right now.
You're like,
I'm
so
like,
close.
This is the final bit of the actual work part of this trip. Now I'm just going to go and have fun.
So was it like 2 hours altogether or something?
It's an hour and a half altogether.
Oh, okay.
And so it was okay. We got out about noon, pack our instruments up. And they're like, go to Disneyland. I was like, okay.
Perfect. And yeah. So I think you guys had 2 day park hoppers.
We had 2 day park hoppers while we were there. And so that first day, we had to start in Disneyland.
Yeah,
until,
you still have to make park reservations.
Yeah, there were still park reservations. And so we had to start in there until 2, I believe.
I
one
think
or 2.
You can park hop sooner than that. But you're
yeah, but
you're
we had to probably, at least check into Disneyland before we went to park hop.
Yeah.
And so that first day, we did not do Genie Plus because I was in a big group. There was 8 of us. We were all hanging out together. And so they're like, we'll do it for the full day when we're there from like park open to park close, but not on this first day.
Because it would have been $30 per person.
It was $30, and some people didn't even really want to buy it for the second day. Had to, you know.
Really twist their arm.
Come on. Everyone else is doing it. Why won't you? Peer pressure is real.
Peer pressure,
it's very real. But it worked. And so that first day was, we did pretty much everything in California Adventure that we had wanted to do. Even though we had started in Disneyland, I think we literally just checked into Disneyland and then park hopped over right away. And so we started off.
I have a question for you. Just first of all, how was it? This was probably your first. This was your first time going without a parent, like without.
Yeah, I mean,
us, you know, Disney crazy people parents.
I mean. I'm a big boy, so it's fine. I'm able to, you know, handle it on my own. And I mean, most of my group also knew that I knew a fair amount about Disney.
Yeah.
And so they kind of just let me be the ringleader and kind of just, I don't want to say just follow me, but I kind of just led the way.
It's so helpful when there's just one person.
Yeah.
Maybe
I mean,
two,
I was pretty much the one calling the shots for everyone. Cause I'm just like, we should just go do this. This line is okay. We shouldn't wait for this.
Right.
And so I got to be
the
little ringleader.
Do you feel like they appreciated that? Maybe at first they didn't know or.
I think that they liked it because I knew what was best for them. I think it's one of those that I was like, they know that. I know the good stuff because I've been enough, even though I hadn't really been to Disneyland a whole lot. I've only been, that was my second time.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities.
There is a fair amount of similarities, so I knew what was worth going and doing.
But I just have to emphasize how helpful that is to have somebody that's in charge. And then there's not like 8 people like, well, maybe we should go do this. Maybe and like no one's making a decision. I guess that's a way to live your life. But to me, if you want to maximize all that there is at Disneyland or Disney
for
World,
sure.
You got to.
I mean, we
decide.
Did. We still did have those moments, especially with like food and stuff where everyone was kind of split. But generally speaking, I was kind of just like, no, we can go do this during this time because this line will go down. This line's going to go up. We should go do this now.
Yeah.
And like for food, we loved the one spot next to Soarin', the Smoke Jumpers Grill.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That was,
it's like in a big giant hangar.
Yeah, it's a big hangar. It was, we went there for like all of our meals pretty much.
They have a really good hamburger, I remember.
Yeah, we got those chicken strips and those fries. They're like Shake Shack fries.
Yes.
They were good cuz you know Disney fries, they're hit and miss. Those were hits, I think.
And you guys got gift cards.
So what we would do is we would have a $25 gift card for lunch and one for dinner, so $50 in total to just spend throughout your day there. We had breakfast at the hotel.
So you probably could probably even use that like a churro card and stuff
too.
Yeah,
yeah. What I did is I would do that and I got those chicken strips. I got those lunch and dinner.
A couple times. Because
it's good amount of good calories, you know, keep me going.
Yeah.
And so I did that and that was like an $18 meal or something, which it's for crazy. Disney is not awful.
Right, yeah.
And so I did that and then I had about $14 left over. So I got to go get myself some popcorn and a drink when I needed
it. Oh, perfect.
And so I think on that first day, I left over with 81 cents or something.
Oh,
like
and
the
you
math
could have used
perfect.
It the second day, I guess.
And I could have. Yeah. I think I did, but I didn't need to.
Yeah.
And so it was good. We got to go and.
What was some of your favorite rides at DCA?
I think our group's favorite two were Guardians and the Incredicoaster.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a bunch of teenage boys, so, you know, the adrenaline junkies.
And you just did regular lines. You didn't do single
that
rider.
First day, we all just did regular lines. We didn't do the single
rider. You're probably
in
line for a while, I would think.
We were in line for a fair bit. We did Guardians once that first day.
Yeah.
And that was the first thing we did. That was like a 45-minute line, which that was pretty consistent throughout both days we were there. It was about under an hour, just about the whole time.
Yeah.
And so we did that. And Credit Coaster, that was about a 30-minute line. We did that. We jumped in at the right spot.
That was your first time ever
That was my first time ever doing the Incredicoaster. I'd never done it before.
And you don't really even like Tower of Terror. I guess you're starting to like it.
I've changed.
Okay.
I used to absolutely hate it, but now I actually really like the ride. I don't know what changed. Maybe
Did you enjoy the storyline more?
I did enjoy the storyline more. You know, I got to pay attention and like I was like, oh, this isn't all bad now that I'm not like
terrified.
Yeah. And I think it not being the big scary aspect too, like it seemed in Florida, probably would have helped me a few years ago when I was still scared of it.
Well, I think that's the point though. I think that's what it makes it such a good ride.
Yeah.
Is that it is they freak you out.
Yeah,
you know?
They're like it works. Yeah. They're really good at what they do.
Yeah, they are.
And so we did that. We did do the single rider line for Radiator Springs Racers because you told us to do that.
I have to just insert here. I don't usually follow my kids on GPS. You know how you can kind of track where they're
stuff. You were tracking me?
Oh my gosh. I was like, all day long, I was like, where is he? I just, like, I had to like live vicariously through you. So I knew.
You went to Disneyland with me. I didn't even know.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm a creeper. But like, I was just so like, he's there. Where is he at? Does he know what to do? And like you did, like I shouldn't have worried. But anyway, so yes, Radiator Racers. I think that was one that I had texted you like, hey, make sure.
You were like, make sure you do the single rider line. Yeah. And then after we had all done it, they're just like, yeah, we would not have enjoyed that waiting in that 90 minute line.
Oh, 90.
It was something ridiculous.
And it's pretty much in the sun there. I know it's not as hot, but still in the sun.
It was warm without winds. Like the breeze was very nice, but I mean it was still like 80 degrees without that breeze.
Yeah.
Which I mean, we live in Texas. 80's not
terrible, but
it's not very pleasant, especially since I packed for mid 50s to 70s, not 80s, and so I was in a lot of pants and long sleeves.
Yeah.
I probably would have been fine in shorts.
That was your mom that was like, you need to take pants.
Dress up. It's going to be cold in the mornings. It was cold in the mornings for like an hour.
Yeah.
And then it was like fine.
All right. So, okay. Anything else? So day one, I think they wanted you all to go watch World of Color. Was that
kind of
the group?
So we did. That was one of the other things that we split off for because we were going to go and jump back into Incredicoaster. But Incredicoaster doesn't run while World of Color is
right
because
it's the background. We
did, that was one of the things I did not know.
Yeah.
Because I just haven't been to Disneyland enough to know that.
Yeah.
And that was okay. So, but what we had done before is we did the Grizzly River Run, which for those of you that don't know, that's the water ride. It's a lot like the Cali River Rapids in Animal Kingdom in Florida.
Yeah.
And that was probably, I'd say that's my favorite ride. Not necessarily because of the intensity there. Because,
right.
I mean, it's still like a water ride. You're still like splashing around.
Yeah.
But it was probably the hardest I've laughed in like a long time.
That's great.
Because we were on there. And, you know, it's like six teenage boys that, you know, we're all big, buff, and masculine, right?
Yeah.
But no, we were screaming like little girls on that.
Because
like,
you never know where you're going to end up. Like,
no,
you don't
because
know
it's like spinning you around and stuff. And like some of like the little splashes, it wasn't the big splashes that were like getting you. It was the small ones that were like,
really? That's what got me
wet. Yeah, and then I'm just like, we're completely soaked. And so some of us did go and watch World of Color. I've seen it on TV enough. I mean, we did walk by it and I saw it and it was cool, but I was like, I don't need
not 20 minutes
to do this.
Yeah.
And so we went back and we did that ride two more times that night and it was.
And I mean, your shoes must have been wet, right?
Yes. Yes. I was in.
And that was one thing your mom texted you like, hey, do it. You're going to get wet. Wait till the end of the night.
I don't
know if that's why you did that.
But. No. I mean, the line was also, I mean, it was like probably a 20, 15 minute line most of the day, but it was just a walk on. We didn't have to get off if we didn't want to.
I love when they let you stay on.
Yeah. And so that was how we ended off our night one.
Okay, so this is day two of your trip. Now, day three, you went back to...
Day three, we're back at Disneyland.
And I, you know, again, I was watching you. It didn't look like you guys actually rope dropped. Did you? You didn't quite make it there in time.
No, we didn't quite make the rope drop. But I mean, it was, I guess it was a Saturday, so it was kind of busy. But it wasn't like, it wasn't that bad. Most of the lines didn't get that bad till the afternoon.
Okay.
And so... We started off, and this was our Genie Plus day, and so yes, actually, so instead of eight, we actually had three more join us.
Oh, wow.
And so I was, the group total ended up being 11, and so I got to manage the Genie Plus for 11 people.
So, all right, well, we got to get some more information here. So, did you purchase it? I guess you can't purchase
you can't
it
until purchase
you,
it until you actually park, scan into the park.
The ticket. And then... So you had to make sure everyone had purchased it, and then you had to, like, link everybody?
Was yeah, that, so the I night mean, before, I'd actually, I had scanned, I did a little bit of research because I wanted to make sure to, you know, do it right. So I can get as most the most out of that $30.
Yeah.
And so I scanned everyone's ticket the night before that wanted to do it, and then the three more that joined us, I scanned once they had gotten in. And so, actually, you do have to be 18 to buy Genie Plus. And so, there was a couple people that they just paid me, and I just had to buy it for them.
Yeah.
Because you have to be 18 to do it. And so, I guess, technically, I was their guardian.
Okay.
You just had to get them their Genie Plus. But we started off, and after scanning 11 people, we were like, I was looking. And, I mean, most of the Genie Pluses weren't starting till like 10 or something. It's like 8:30. Yeah. I'm like, all right, what are we gonna go do? And so first thing I decided to grab was the Matterhorn, and that was posted for like a 9:45 or something. And so I scan it and I redeem it. And then for the original eight of us that I had, it gave it to us like right then, like right at 8:30 when we had gotten in there. And then for the other three, it didn't put them in there. I don't know why.
It didn't
the system bugged out or something.
Yeah.
And so I had to go and re-redeem it. And theirs was actually for the 10 it was posted or whatever, and not the hour and a half earlier they gave it to us.
Oh, okay.
And so, technically, we kind of cheated the system because it just gave it to us right then and there.
Oh, okay.
And so, we walked up, and I'm just, I have to go, I see, I went and talked to the cast members by myself.
You've learned.
This is something my mom normally does for me. And so, I had to talk to them, and I'm just like, hey, so... Hey, we reserved this earlier this morning, and it only gave it to eight of us, but I redeemed it for all 11, and so there's three of them that aren't there. Can they just...
Come now. With us, yeah.
And they, I mean, you know, there's 11 of us. They're just trying to get us all through.
Yeah.
So I scanned everyone through. They were like, yeah, you're fine. And so, you know, I got to sneak three people in for the first time.
Okay, wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
So, at Disneyland... You can use a Magic Band Plus if you have the newest Magic Band, the one, you know, the wristband
fancy
with your
new
ticket.
Ones, yeah.
But most people there use their paper ticket to scan into.
Most people use
stuff.
Their phones, not their paper
tickets.
Yeah. It's all on your phone.
Did?
So that's what I did is I would just be standing there and I would just be swiping through all 11 of them, just scanning them
all
in because they're all under me. So I could just scan it for
everyone.
So
the first day, did you use your phone as well or did you use paper ticket the first day?
Well, we never had paper tickets. We only had our
phones.
Digital.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And so that made it nice and convenient. They made sure we downloaded the app and the chaperones, they kept all of our paper tickets. So, you know, all the teenagers don't go
lose it. Okay. Anyway, sorry. It's been a year and a half or so since I've been to Disneyland. So I felt like a lot of people were using paper tickets, but it's good that they're using the app.
Yeah. And actually, I didn't see very many of the people using Magic Bands. Everyone that I saw was just using their phone. Yeah.
So it does make it different when you're trying to get into rides compared to Disney World, where they pretty much individually have everybody scanned.
Yeah, at Disney World, I think at Disneyland, it's much easier to sneak someone in. Not saying that you should go and do this.
But the system's a little bit broken.
Even if I did it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you definitely could if you just have one extra person in your group or something. It's probably not the end of the world.
Okay.
I don't condone that.
So tell me about Matterhorn, because I haven't done that one in a very long time.
Neither had I. I think the last time I was like 10 or something.
Yeah, that was last time
I was little. And so that was the first ride we did that day. And we pretty much walked on. It was like 3-minute wait or something because they just put you right up there. There's no line. I don't know exactly what I was expecting. going on to it.
I mean, it's a cool look. It is a very cool, like, mountain.
We're going on a mountain. Yeah. And I mean, it was cool. It was rough.
Yeah,
it's a very rough ride. Yeah. I did not remember it being that shaky, yeah. But like it like kind of like hurt a little bit. I got off of it. It's like the bullet down here.
Oh, I'm yeah.
Like, ah, that kind of hurt my neck a little bit. It was fun.
I mean, you're there with a bunch of other teens. I mean, y'all probably made the best of it, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, it was still fun. Yeah. I think we all enjoyed it. It just, you know, shook us a little bit.
But you and weren't, those like, Yeti, wanting to do it again.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I was like, I don't need to do it again, especially not for, like, the 40-minute line it yeah. had, like, the whole time. So we started off.
Wait, what were you going to say about the Yeti, though?
Oh, the Yeti animatronics I hadn't seen because, you know, 10-year-old me was terrified. I was, like, avoiding my eyes. I'm, like, shutting them. Yeah, that's a little secret about 10-year-old me. Yeah. I did not like those Yeti animatronics. Okay. Same thing on Everest, too. I would always be scared of those.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I mean, it's a big Yeti.
Yeah. Because you know Yetis are real.
Yeah,
so.
They are real.
All right, what else did y'all do? So you stayed in Disneyland that morning.
So we stayed in Disneyland for that morning.
I kind of burst y'all's bubble, too, because I, you know, even though I'm a Disney travel agent, I don't remember everything. Mm-hmm. But that... you do have the individual lightning lane at
Rise of the Resistance
because that was the one you were going to pick. I was that like, oh, that sounds great. Yeah. But then I forgot that's
and then
separate.
It's like, oh, no, it's $18 extra or something. We're yeah. just like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
And especially since I've already done it in Disneyland before or Disney World before, I'm just like, it's not an essential for yeah. me. Let's see. After we did the Matterhorn, I think the next thing we went and did was the Millennium Falcon. And that was... just standby line, which actually in Florida, you know, that line's always 40, 50 yeah, minutes long. Yeah. It sat around 15 or 20 pretty much the whole time we were
really?
There.
Really?
Yeah.
And maybe it's because there's so many rides at Disneyland.
There is a lot
when you
more.
You think compared yeah. to like Hollywood Studios.
Yeah. At Hollywood,
sense.
There's not a whole lot to do. But yeah. like, I mean, in Disneyland, they you got options. And since yeah. it's the two parks are right next to each other, you can just go do whatever you want. And that
how
was
did
cool.
you feel about Everest or what's it called?
Star Wars.
The Star Wars being at essentially Magic Kingdom. Like, was that weird to
I
you?
I mean, it definitely wasn't normal. I mean, I kind of just walked in and I'm just like, oh, I'm in Star Wars land now. I'm just so used to it, but I'm like not thinking about the fact that it's normally Hollywood Studios yeah, and now yeah. I'm walking from Big Thunder Mountain to it.
Right.
Which is very... Those are
it
two very
weird.
Different places.
I mean, they make good transitions. But
yeah, like, I mean, there's a good tunnel and then, oh, it's a different place yeah. now. So it's very different, but it was still weird. Okay. I'm just like, oh, this isn't.
But it was familiar, I'm sure.
It was familiar. I walked in and I knew I was going because it's the same layout.
Exactly, yeah.
Which was nice.
So how did your crew do on Millennium Falcon?
They did. Okay. I mean.
Were you pilot?
I was a pilot. I'm very used to our crew
yes.
of six that. Is very experienced.
Video game
oriented. Yes. And I mean, a lot of those guys were as well, but I mean, it's a very physical and like, you know, it's a lot, yeah. especially if you're not like ready for it.
Yeah.
And so we got a mediocre score. You know, I'm used to the top of the top.
Did you have fun? Like,
I did hit the
break. Did you yell at your crew? Like,
no, I don't.
I mean,
you know.
Not in a mean way, but yeah. were you kind like, of like,
go,
hey,
go,
don't
go.
Forget this?
Yeah.
Or,
I hit the break. You know, that's a hard one.
Yeah.
Dad would have been proud. I hit
good.
That break though. We were still floating and then we fell, but that's not important.
Okay.
And so Millennium Falcon was fun. That was probably more of like a 25, 30 minute line, but it's not a big deal. It's not the 60, 70.
You didn't use a Genie Plus for that.
No, that okay. was just a standby line.
Okay.
And then I believe our next reservation I had gotten was for Space Mountain, I want to say. And so that was until like 11 or
and
something.
And you didn't do Space Mountain the day before?
No, we did not.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Because you were mostly in DCA.
We were mostly in DCA, right. So we didn't do a whole lot in I wanted to say Magic Kingdom. It's
Disneyland.
But we did. So the next thing we did is we went on Big Thunder because it had been closed for the start of the morning and then it had just opened up. And so it was like a 10-minute line.
Oh,
perfect. You got to
perfect.
Go through nice and quick. It wasn't a big deal.
It's very different there than Disney World.
It
like
is
the
very
queue,
different there.
I mean, the ride's pretty
the
similar.
The ride's pretty much the same. I mean, it does have like on that third lift, all those dynamite sticks and
yeah.
stuff blowing up, which I think they should bring over to Florida.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
Yeah.
But that one was fun, and that was also just a little standby line. After Big Thunder Mountain, we did Mickey and Minnie's next.
Were people like, were any of the people in your group scared like of some of these rides?
No, and if everyone was handled, I mean, if they were, they didn't show it.
Okay,
so they're just
that's the thing when you're there with other friends.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you just gotta suck it up.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And so next thing we did was Mickey and Minnie's, and that queue is very different than the Chinese Theater.
Yeah,
and
Hollywood Studios. Yeah.
I actually really like that queue because it's all of the like little Mickey shorts that like they're basing it off of. They got all the little Easter eggs in there and like, oh, it's the potato from Potato Land or something. I think right. I sent that picture to y'all.
Yes.
And there's like...
It's really, really kid-oriented, which that ride is very...
It's a very kid-friendly ride, yeah. And so that queue is very fun. It's a very cute queue. I mean, it's Toontown. It's very...
Do you remember what it used to be? It used to be that Roger Rabbit ride. Do you remember that?
I don't think we ever went on that.
We went when you were 10. It was kind of weird.
I don't.
So I'm glad they redid it.
Yeah, I don't remember that very well. It was definitely fun. I mean, it's one of those that I don't have to do all the time. But while we're waiting for another Genie Plus, so we're waiting for Space Mountain. It's just something to do.
But you actually got to ride it. I think Jack was telling us that he waited in that queue. Yeah, but then Jack it broke down.
Yeah, he got in after we did, and it broke down after we got, not like immediately after we got off, but.
But was the ride the same as Disney?
The ride's still, yeah, it's the same thing. Okay. It's fun, you know. I'm starting to like look for all the hidden details I missed because I've done it enough that so I'm just times. Trying to find something new.
And you can't get that song out of your head afterwards.
I cannot.
Nothing can stop us now. Yep. Okay.
Stuck in my head now. Let's see. After that, we did.
So you must have walked by It's a Small World.
We did walk by It's a Small World. It is a cool thing. Yeah. We did not end up doing it. A bunch of teenagers didn't really care for it.
Because it's a lot longer at Disneyland.
It is a very different ride at Disneyland.
Yeah.
I didn't need to do it. I could have. I think the only thing that I really wanted to do that I didn't was Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Oh, yeah.
That was one dark ride that just didn't happen. Yeah. And that was okay. So we went, and then we had Space Mountain, which we had lightning lane for.
It's so good at Disneyland.
Yeah. Like, come to think of it, I think I did do Space Mountain
the first day
because we waited in standby in like the evening time.
Okay.
And it was like an hour line and it was hot.
And that line is not as cool. I mean, at Disney World, it's...
At least it's like more like indoors, themed and indoors. Yeah. You're just kind of in like a big...
You're on the roof or something.
You're on the roof of like a food court. And I mean, it's cool, but it's... I like that queue in Disney World much better. And so... We did that, and we got our lightning lane, and so I think we enjoyed it much more waiting for 8 minutes than we did for 68 minutes.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
A ride, it all of a sudden becomes much more exciting.
It's so much more fun when I didn't wait an hour forever. For it, you know?
It's such a great ride,
is a great ride. I like the dual...
Side by side, and the having speaker someone in your ear.
And it's the Star Wars theme. It was the Hyperspace Mountain.
So was it Star Wars music?
It was Star Wars music, There's TIE fighters flying by, and they got like lasers blasting and stuff, and it was really cool. Actually, I wasn't expecting that at all. I was expecting the normal space, which I did. I wish I had gotten to heard like the music and stuff, and you know, do the original. But the Hyperspace Mountain's really cool.
So, is the signage like on the outside of the ride? Does it say Hyperspace?
It says Hyperspace Mountain. Okay, yeah, so they switched it out. I guess.
Okay.
I guess they had it switched for May the 4th.
Right.
Just happened. I think they just have it.
I feel like they do better, more overlays at Disneyland than they do at
Disney
World.
I think they do because they got the Haunted Mansion. They got Hyperspace Mountain. They do Guardians After Dark.
Yeah.
It's a Small World. Yeah, anyway, they do a bunch of different ones.
So did you eat anything at Disneyland?
Like, we did eat at the, what's it? Tomorrowland.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Did you get the pizza? Pizza Planet?
No, we did not. I told everyone, I'm like, Pizza Planet's not good. Let's not get pizza.
Okay, good.
that was one bit of advice I remember from when I was 10.
Yeah.
Is that Pizza Planet is not all that.
No.
And so
you ate hot dogs or chicken?
Yeah, hot dogs,
chicken.
I pretty much lived off of the chicken strips I was there. Okay. I mean, it's good value.
That's right.
And I mean, you know, it doesn't have the, they didn't have those Shake Shack fries while they're over there. So it's like, no. And so there was about three of us that were just like, no, we'll go back to the Smoke Jumpers Grill and we'll just go
eat there again.
Eat there again because it's consistent and it's a nice area.
So as teenagers, were you guys clean? Like, did you clean up your table and stuff? Like,
yeah, we were.
Were you good citizens?
Well, I'm keep Disney clean again or something. But yeah, we were. I mean, we didn't want to leave a mess.
That's good. I'm very proud of you guys.
Enough of us have jobs that to deal with all of that. That we don't really want to. We know what it's like on the other end. So. Yeah.
So did you see other teen groups there? And like, do you feel like you maybe did better?
We were probably on the better end of it. We were keeping it much cleaner.
Good. You know, this is the questions you get from a mom.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Are you keeping yourself clean? Are you making me look bad, even though I'm in a different state?
Well, I'll never forget the text where you were like, you know, you've taught me well or something when you were managing all the
managing all the Genie Pluses and whatnot.
And my mom's heart, you know, grew three times bigger or something.
And so I think in total we got 7 or 8 Genie Pluses in.
That's
which
crazy.
Which I've been told by you is much
better
than...
The average is 3. I mean, most people average 3.
I don't see how you could average 3, but I think I've shadowed Dad enough to see what to do, not to do.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay, just go grab this. We'll do that.
Okay, you didn't tell me about web slingers.
Oh, yes, web slingers. We did do that the first day. We did not single rider it, which I was told after the fact
that you should have,
a bad idea. What
about the pre-show? I mean,
the pre-show is really cool. I mean, that was one thing that I had kind of seen a long time ago, but online.
Yeah.
You know, the internet and whatnot. Yeah. But
what's the internet? Tell me about that.
So it was cool. I was like expecting it because I had kind of seen it, but I was just like,
it looks
I don't
like
know
Tom
I'm going.
Holland's
at the
right
time,
there.
Yeah. It's like, oh, that's Tom Holland. And there's a spider in that vent and
yeah.
They're everywhere and they're breaking out.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a really cool pre-show. I think compared to like other rides of similar,
compared
to Mania, Midway Mania,
yeah.
And all the other ones that are like games. I thought that was really cool. It was fun. I didn't get the highest score. I was leading for the most part. And then at the very end, I got overtaken. One of our group members did have like a 250,000 score.
Wow.
Which is 100,000 higher than I got. I don't know how he did it.
He must have got like the special golden one.
Yeah,
or
he had
to.
He did. He's cheating or something.
Okay.
It was fun, though. I thought it was enjoyable. That little... I mean, it's just a little area there. They don't have a whole lot of room to build any, like, big lands. But it's... I mean, it's just that whole, like, little Marvel...
Avengers campus.
Avengers camp, that's what it is. Yeah. I thought it was cool. We did see the Spider-Man dummy, do his little stunt.
Yeah.
It's a robot, isn't it?
It's a... Yeah, animatronic.
Yeah.
But it looks like it's him, because there's an actual actor up there.
Yeah, there's a real actor up there, and then he goes and hides, and,
You think
that it's really him, and he's flipping and flying. We were just walking by. It wasn't, like, a cool thing. We were just like, whoa.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'd seen that on the Imagineering story or something.
Yes,
I was
where
just
it was.
Like, oh, there it is. It was cool. It was very cool.
It's amazing. Those Imagineers, what they can come up with, and how they make robots and all the things.
Yeah.
Okay. Any advice that you would give to teens that are headed on a trip?
I think probably just know what you want to do.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to just relax, if you want to have Instagram content and you just want to take some pictures, I mean, you can obviously, there's plenty of people that'll tell you what to do and what not to do. If you want all the rides, Genie Plus is worth it. Definitely. We got a lot done and we got to have fun. We were not waiting in line
because
they had a really good Genie Plus manager.
Do you think those people that were kind of dragging their feet, do you think in the end they were grateful for that?
I think that
did it
from those that I had asked. I'm just like, they're just like, yeah, I think you got my $30 out of that. And so I'm like, okay, that's good. At least
good.
Got to do my part.
Well, we don't have a ton of time, but I want you to just kind of give an overview. I mean, I guess Six Flags Magic Mountain was another thing.
That was the next day. And going from Disney to Six Flags it's two different experiences, I guess is the best way to put it.
I'm sure there were thrilling rides, but everything there was some thrilling rides.
There was the one, the X2, for those that know what that is. Yeah. It's a, that was probably the coolest roller coaster I've done in a long time.
Okay.
But it was very different because we were mobile ordering food at Disney and, you know, they'd be like, pick a time. It'll be ready in that time.
Yeah, and it actually would. And then we went
to Six Flags, we're mobile ordering, and then 20 minutes later, where's my food at? It was an interesting experience, and that actually kept us. We were ended up being a little bit late because mobile order was not.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And then Universal, which we did on a Monday. So I'm pretty sure
the crowds probably aren't
that light normally. And we got the early access to the Nintendo Land, which was really cool.
Okay.
That Mario Kart ride, I'd seen it online and was like, oh, it's a little fun dark ride and stuff. But you have these little glasses that you're wearing.
Okay.
And you hook those up and they're like AR glasses. And so basically it's like you're actually playing a game.
Oh.
You're trying to collect coins by like drifting and driving. And like so you pick up power-ups and shells and you like you're... It's a whole little game, like trying to get the top score.
Right.
And it was very different than what I was expecting, because I was just expecting a cute little dark ride where I'm just riding around. But it's Nintendo. They're not going to
let you down. So out of 10, like, what was it out of 10? 10 being the best?
I'd give it an 8. I think it was cool. Especially, I mean, we got early access to that Nintendo Land in the morning, and so we just went and got to do that, and that line was, I mean, it was the longest out of all of them. It was still only like a 40-minute line at its highest.
So you only did it once then?
We only did it that one time. I don't think any of us really needed to do it again. I think that Universal...
Did you get the best score? I mean,
I did have the second best score again. Okay. Someone else bested me again, but that's okay.
That's all right.
It's the fun that counts, you know? Exactly. I was experiencing something new.
I was thinking it was just going to be like just Instagram worthy, you know, yeah, cutesy. That's
honestly kind of what I was just going into. I'm just like, okay, so there's one little roller coaster and that was the Mummy, which we did a bunch.
Yeah.
And that one was fun. We did do, it's a great, I think it's a great one day park. You've
been to the one in Florida twice.
Yes, I've been to Universal twice.
In Orlando.
And that's a much different experience there. Because
this one's just like right in the heart of Hollywood. Like
it's just in Hollywood. It's just like on a hill pretty much. And so it's a great one day park if you just do it on some weekday. Like if you do it out of the blue, it's great. We got everything we wanted done by like 3 o'clock. Honestly, it's a pretty good half day park.
You're not a huge Harry Potter fan. I'm not a huge,
but I mean, they still had the castle ride, which was fun. And I went and did that one twice.
Is it like Hogsmeade or whatever?
Yeah, it's actually pretty much almost a one of one. It was a lot roomier than Florida.
So it's mostly, is it like the Islands of Adventure?
It's like the Islands of Adventure, actually, pretty much exactly, except you don't walk back behind to the Jurassic Park land. It's right there.
Okay.
You walk in and then it's just a dead end and you come back out. But it's actually pretty one of one to the one in Florida.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Because there's the castle and they got all the wand shop. And it seemed much more spacious. I don't know if it's just because I could see where I'm going because there wasn't as many people there.
Oh, nice.
Because the one in Florida, you know, if you've been there, you know that it's shoulder to shoulder and you're struggling just to, you know, keep with your group. But we actually had a pretty good amount of room. I guess it is missing Hagrid's. So that's
a big deal.
That is a big deal. But I mean, there's just a little doorway there instead. And it didn't have the train either.
Ollivanders where you can get
They had the Ollivanders and they had the candy shop, Honeydukes. They had the wand store. And it was fun. I think it was a great half day park. It was a good way to end it because we were all completely exhausted. So you guys didn't do the
yeah, I'm sure you were. You didn't do the the back lot tour?
We did not do the back lot tour. One that, honestly, if I was there by myself and I still had the rest of like the night, I would have went and done it, but it just wasn't interesting to our group.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's an hour long tour. Well,
this is the teens go to California trip.
Yeah, we need the dopamine, We got to keep something going. We got to have a plan.
You got to burn off those chicken nuggets.
Yeah,
chicken strips.
We'd already been on a tram tour. We didn't want to go do it again, but I think I would have liked to have done it again, but it wasn't an essential.
Well, I'm happy. It sounds like it was I helped fund this trip. So it sounds like you got, you know,
I think we got you your money's worth.
Not that that's the most important thing, but, you know, it seems like you had a lot of fun and that, you know, you're a senior. You're about
It's my last time to go and hang out with some of these people, especially, you know,
in this setting.
In this setting.
Yeah.
And it was fun. We had a better hotel than we did in Florida, too, which helped just a little bit. Breakfast was pretty solid.
You got to share a bed with your giant brother.
My
six
bed
foot.
Sheet hogging, can't keep his own side brother. But that was okay.
Memories,
that
right?
We were all exhausted anyway. We just went to sleep and just shove him every once in a while, get him back on his side.
Well, this is fun. Yeah. I'm glad we could get, I got more information. And you've already told me a bunch of this, but I'm glad I got more details.
I'm here for. I'm the detail guy.
Did you get any, you didn't get a churro or anything sweet at Disneyland?
I did not. I didn't really want to. Oh, I did get ice cream.
Oh, good.
I did go get ice cream.
From Main Street?
Yeah. Aww. Or no, it was the DCA ice cream shop. It was, I mean, it's the same. Pretty much the same thing.
Good for you.
I did get ice cream. I did forget about that. See, I'm getting all these details that I'm missing.
I know. Well, I like hearing the food stuff. So you used all of your gift card, your money.
I did have like $5 left over or something. I was going to go get a drink. But on that last night, we had a Indiana Jones reservation that I had reserved earlier in the day. And that was for like 9 o'clock. And
y'all were late again.
We were late again because I'm used to the Florida fireworks where it goes, it's a 30-minute show, you know, and then getting out and everything. And they were all the way back in Galaxy's Edge. That's where they were watching them. So I'm like, it'll take them at least 15 minutes to get out on top of that, you know. Yeah. And but then, the you know, by the time we get over there at like 9:10, they're like already done. It's like, because, you know, it has Bo Peep or Barbie and she's like, bye-bye now. From the end of the Toy Story.
Yes.
And it's literally playing that on the walls. And I'm just like, ah, shoot.
We're in trouble.
Yeah. And so I was just like, no, because I really want to go do this. They don't have it in Florida. I was like, this is one of like the three things that I need
you
to do while I'm still here.
We didn't talk about pirates. Okay, this is the last thing. Pirates. Tell me about pirates compared to your Disney World.
It's so much cooler. I don't know. I mean, I really love it in Florida. I love both of them. But, I mean, it's that, you know, you start off and it's that, it's probably twice the length
you're
of
going
one
through
in
the
Florida.
Bayou.
You're going through the bayou.
Yeah.
People are eating dinner next to you. Yeah. You're just enjoying your ride. And it was
couple,
very fun.
There's two drops there, too.
There is two drops there. And it's like a much longer, like, cave area. But I still love that ride.
Yeah, either
yo-ho,
place.
Yo-ho, yo-ho. A pirate's life for me.
That's right. All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us. I'm sure Dad will be excited to hear this episode. I don't know. He doesn't listen to our podcast. So.
He doesn't like me enough.
Whatever. But thanks for joining us, Will, and y'all have a good week.
Bye-bye.